My name is Kirill, and I will tell you some details about OpenStreetMap. Is it a global map or it's set of regional map? Actually, in Russia, we use OpenStreetMap forum as the primary means of communication, so I have attached my user picture, so if you meet me in the forum, you will know who I am. Okay. Well, so common saying is that OpenStreetMap is a map of the whole world and everybody can edit it. And it's a complete truth. And we often say that OpenStreetMap have global coverage. It's not some regional project, it's global project, and all countries are represented somehow in the OpenStreetMap database. And another important thing is that those countries are seamless. There are no actual borders in OpenStreetMap data. We have administrative boundaries, but we say that OpenStreetMap is the map of the whole world. And the important thing that we currently that we frequently say that we have some description of map features there on the wiki, and we have universal conventions for all countries, and it's a common impression. However, when I try to create the set of maps of the all countries for the navigation software, which is called City Guide, and this software is popular. It is popular in Russia, and on some point, we decided to have the map of all countries. And I found that there are a lot of peculiarities. There are differences. There are different approaches for mapping in different countries. And it can be summarized in three statements, that there are regional texts, there are regional usage of common text, and there is a most difficult case when there are regional schemas even for the common map features, but the texts are used differently. So the most obvious example, which was actually some surprise for me. It's Hindu religion. It's quite obvious that it's popular in India, and there are some Hindu temples in some European countries. But for us, it was a complete surprise because a standard typeset that originates from Garmin typeset, it does not have special type for Hindu temple, and we have to extend it, introduce our own subtype for data conversion. So I will use tag info to display the regional distribution of the tag usage. Okay, so there are some objects that are encountered in particular countries. I can add that in England, village green is popular, and people from other countries even don't understand what they are and how to use it. Well, another example. Okay. So another example which I want to show you is place allotments. It's a special type of settlement which is popular in Russia and in some other former USSR countries. So what it actually is? It's settlement that is used primarily only in summer. And in winter, nobody lives there. So we have winter image of this. It's actually cannot be considered. Those settlements can be really big, but they're not considered as towns, they're not considered as village, they're not even considered as hamlets. So special tag was adopted and is used. Well, addressing schemes. You know, there is a more or less standard addressing scheme. It is called in the name of the city, Karlsruhe schema. But in different countries, it is used really in different ways. Sometimes only some tax of the full scheme is used. So what is special about this particular tag? Generally we use address street tag because house or building is usually related to some street, but it's not always the case in Eastern Europe or house or building is related not to the street but some other object, for example, to the settlement itself. So the interesting thing that this tag is used primarily in Eastern Europe, but there are some little usage of this tag even in Brazil or Australia. So can I show? So, for example, we have this one. It can be translated as living massive or maybe quarter. So it should be taken into account by geocoding software. And luckily that Nominatim actually supports this talk. Well, several words about roads. Everywhere where people live, there are roads. So road, or in OpenStreetMap terminology, highway is used everywhere. But are those conventions common? So okay, in all countries we have trunks, we have primary roads, we have secondary roads, and if we will see a bit more, we can find that on Wiki there is a great table of the so-called international equivalents, what actually those values mean. Have some examples, because in different countries, classification is completely different. It's generally said that the primary criteria is importance of the road in the road network, but the approaches are different completely. For example, in Russia, those primary, secondary, tertiary classification is related to the functional classes. On this picture, I have selected only trunks. Since trunks are functional class, it is not related to official classification, it is not related to the actual quality of the road. So convention in Russia is that particular level of importance should be connected, should be interlinked. So if I select trunks only, or trunks and primary, I will get the connected road network that is that can be used for routing. So I've selected only several subset. I have selected subset of rows, and the routing software can calculate the route from St. Petersburg to Kazan and even to the very east of Russia to the Vladivostok. In several European countries, the situation is completely different. On this screenshot, I have selected trunk roads from Poland. In Poland, the road classification is based on official classification, on road numbers. So they are not not connected. Does that mean that in Russia the roads are better than in Poland? Obviously not, but it make a lot of a difference to the routing software. When you calculate route, you should take these differences into account. Okay. So another example is now on addressing again. So what we see here? Well, in all parts of the world, the place tag is used, and there are values for this place tag. It's city, it's town, it's village, and it's hamlet. And in all countries, it is used. This tag is set on the node. But what about regional boundaries of settlements? In some countries, the place tag is set on ways and on relations to display polygonal borders of the cities. And it varies greatly from country to country. For example, yes, we see that in Russia and in Germany, we have polygonal borders of the city, partly in England and Spain, but not in Poland and not in France. Because in France, there are many municipal borders that can be used as city boundaries or something like that. Well, especially it's funny for America, we see that in several American states this approach is adopted, and in other states it's not. So it also should be taken into account when you make some global services. Well, in Asian countries, in Japan, there is a lot. The scheme of addressing is completely different, and I hope that we will hear about it in the next presentation. Well. Another example of different regional using of the common features. It's about borders of the regions of administrative level 4, which is generally borders of first level division of the country. So okay, here is example from Russia. We see that we have country borders, and the whole country is divided into the regions, and those regions are close to each other. There are no blank spaces between regions, even if the border is drawn by sea. So all regions have sea boundaries. Why it's important? It's important because, for example, I needed to divide the country into regions to have separate files for different regions. And for some countries, I can just take administrative boundaries from the OpenStreetMap, and those extracted regions will cover all the territory and the sea of the country. So for Russia it works, and for example for Denmark it doesn't work because the country have territorial waters, but those territorial waters are considered not to be related with particular region, and there is a relation for each region, but territorial boundaries are included into these relations in the drawn, but there are now sea boundaries, and just coastline is included into a relation of the regions. And when I try to extract just regions, it happens that there were a lot of blanks between regions, and for example, a lot of route ferries just dropped out. So it's about the same think again. Well, about addressing schemas once again. When I prepared this slide, I thought that it's a regional distinction. For example, in I believed that it's difference between Russia and Europe, that in Russia we adopted a schema that address tax set on the building polygons. And in Europe, common practice is use so-called address nodes, which are just some point which is set inside the building polygon, and the building polygon lacks addressing tax. So if I need to relate some address to the building polygon, I need to perform complicated transformations. But when I tried tag and for, I found that it's not regional distinction, and those two schemas are used both in Russia and in Europe. So those were just some examples. It's possible to continue this list, so it can be very long. But okay, what are the conclusions? So my conclusion is that there are a lot of regional peculiarities for different countries, and if you need to create some global service that will cover all countries, and if you need, if you don't just need rendering, but if you would like to have geocoding, if you would like to have address search, if you want to calculate roads, you need to take all those peculiarities into account. And if you will just create some kind of global service for all countries, and well, if you will try to use only general rules, well, it will work, but with a lot of limitations. So all those peculiarities should be better taken into account to provide high quality service. And actually, the fact is that common rules are still necessary. They are highly desirable to provide high quality data. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much, Kirill. You see, it needs really power to work across the world and to tackle with all these different specialities.
Yeah.
So, questions to the speaker?
Oh.
Okay. Yes, one. Okay.
Hello. One question I have is, you said common rules are necessary for good use of the data. Do you have some ideas how these rules should be established? I mean, OpenStreetMap is generally very free for people to map in any way they like. Do you have some ideas?
Well, it's a very good question, but I guess the only answer is that that we have a community, and from time to time we gather. Maybe not all OpenStreetMap editors, but at least some active representatives from different countries, and we share our ideas and communicate. So the only possible way to make rules more common is to communicate in environment like this conference, thanks to the organizers. Okay.
Thank you.
in some of your example, like the place for the cities, it may look inconsistent, but in fact, it comes also from the iterative aspect of OSM, where first you may not have the full border of each municipality, so you just have a node, and then you improve the data by tracing the exact border of a city. So some inconsistency in the data is logical, and even with common rules, if we, for example, we require that a place city is a polygon and not a node, we may have to wait years before having that information, you understand? So some of the inconsistencies, we will always have them, but it will improve. I think what is important is to promote the data model that allows to go down in quality easily. Because in the case of the buildings, when you have a node, it's easy to spread it on the building, and it's a more accurate information compared to having an address number on a whole polygon.
So in your opinion, what is the proper schema for buildings, address node or address stack on the way of the building? In your personal opinion?
A building is linked to an address, but it's not an address. The address is really a nightmare, because in different countries, the point of view may be different because it's organized in a different way. But when you talk about address with different kind of people, they all understand a different thing.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult to find a generic common model for that, because if you talk to fire department, for them the address is where I can enter to help people. If you talk to the post office, is where is the post box. If you talk to the taxes authority, it's what is the land area that I will tax at this address, etc., etc. So it's really a problem. I have no solution except talking.
Yeah.
Talking is always good.
well, I only can say that I tried to express the idea that yes, indeed, all countries are different. They have their peculiarities, but also tagging schemas and tagging methods that are used are also different. And unfortunately, they are different in areas where they can be the same, because addressing, for example, is a global concept. So people should at least know about those differences.
Okay, I would allow one more question, if there is any. I have still one open point regarding this idea of having a node for an address.
Yeah.
So would it an acceptable approach to have this address node for the different meanings, for the taxi driver, for the postal services, another one for access for rescue teams or fire police, or is that an approach we could choose?
Well, it's a difficult question. For example, in my country, there is a concept of some kind of official government address that with which this building is registered in the government databases. And I actually failed to explain that address can be used for tourists, for taxi drivers, and the answer that the Russian community have given me is that the official addresses are addresses, but unofficial addresses are not addresses, and don't bother us with that.
Okay, so we will we have to accept different differences. Thank you very much, Kirill,
for your attention.